But before the Eagles got rolling on those dark songs from Paradise that Glenn Frey said made up Hotel California, there was some discontentment to deal with. Up until now, original members Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Bernie Ledden, and Grandy Meisner had only one change in the band, and that was the addition of guitarist Don Felder in 1973. As Glenn Frey explains, it was the time for another change.
We made another change in personnel. Bernie wanted to leave. We said, fine. I suggested we get Joe Walsh. Some people were not so sure about that, but I sort of insisted. I said, he's the guy that we should get.
Joe Walsh.
I feel like I was in the band way before I joined. You know, we used to jam all the time. We'd rent a house and move in an 8-track and jam and jam and jam and jam and help each other with each other's songs. So it was just logical that I would replace Bernie.
Part of what we were looking for was not so much to change our records as to change our live show. And Joe had come out and sat in with us when we opened for the Stones. Irving Azoff had brought Joe out on the road with us, and Joe, we would wheel him out in an anvil case during our encore and open the case, and then Joe would step out of the case with his Les Paul and plug in, and the Eagles would play with Joe Rocky Mountain Way, and then we'd do something like Oh Carol, you know, or you know, a couple of rock and roll tunes in our encore. So we were sort of already jamming with Joe. And what we were always looking for, what I was always looking for, was a way for the Eagles to finish their live set and kick butt. And Joe Walsh provided us with the sort of guitar player and a couple of pieces of material from his solo career that we could do that. I wanted, although Don Felder and Bernie Ledden were friends, musically they didn't jive together the way that Joe Walsh and Don Felder jive together. And the Layla album was, to me, the perfect example of two guitar players who liked each other going toe-to-toe in sort of an affable competition of trading licks with each other the way Duane Allman and Eric Clapton did. I wanted that kind of blistering guitar duo in our band. And Joe was the guy to do it and to stand toe-to-toe with Felder and go, oh, yeah, you know, and then the other guy go, oh, yeah, so I did know that it was an important personnel change and was one that was going to take us from 15,000-seaters to baseball stadiums.
As the new kid in the band, Joe Walsh was making his musical presence known, including on the song New Kid in Town. But it wasn't Walsh's guitar making the sounds. It was Maestro Walsh on keyboards. Again, here's Glenn Frey.
Well, people don't know this, but Joe Walsh is quite an accomplished keyboard player. His mother was a piano teacher. And it was only after getting in rehearsal for the Hotel California album that we realized that Joe could play keyboards. So for New Kid in Town, we put Joe on piano and organ. And he played all those nice little answer licks. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You know, very, very nice work he did on keyboards.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you. Something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Romantics, here we go again. after a while you're looking the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Will she still love you?
Glenn Frey on lead vocal. That's a song about fame and failure and knowing them both for the imposters that they are. Written by J.D. Souther, Glenn Frey, and Don Henley. That's New Kid in Town from Hotel California. I'm Redbeard. Up next, Glenn Frey talks about life in the fast lane when our visit in the studio with the Eagles Hotel California continues.